La Vallée speaks. The first Christmas after I am gone, my mother poses for a picture next to a tree she strung lights on. Not really a tree, but a branch placed in a white plastic bucket and held tall with large rocks and rubble. She grins her gummy, crooked teeth smile, and when she does this, all of the lines on her face river down to her neck. Her grayed hair resists the grip of the tie at her nape. All of her life, her clothes have been worn by someone else, sometimes man, sometimes woman. And yet she still wears the golden hoops I gave her on her 50th birthday. Her eyes glimmer childlike, as if they'd ever had a reason to. She poses for the picture because someone has delivered a basket full of food, a gift donation from a family who lives in El Norte and whose brother was disappeared last year, kidnapped under the portales. They're left wondering if the black pickup that ran over my pelvis was the same one that took their brother. At least my mother had my body to bury.